you've got the core modules, such as human rights or feminist theory, but and you've got research modules, their core, and women in development, right? But then you've got options. It could be women in history, the one I'm doing, agriculture, health, women in conflict, gender, and it's just applied analysis. That would be gender-proofing policy, say. So there's a good variety there to choose from. I'm doing now is a module on the agricultural women in agriculture empowerment, and the big problem is that women who want to work in agriculture are stymied in Ireland because they can't inherit the land. It'll always go to the eldest son, and if they do, they'll marry into agriculture, but of course then their role can be very, or their work can be very invisible. So this module is on, led by Chugusk, our main advisory body, how to empower women. Now we're doing it and looking at these things called joint farming partnerships, where the farmer and the woman, could be a daughter or a wife, would go in a partnership situation, and it sort of bypasses the whole issue of land ownership. But where the community comes in is that next week we're actually meeting women who have expressed an interest in partnership or who are engaged in partnership, and they're going to tell us the pros and cons of it. Mm-hmm. So it'll actually be meeting women farmers, which is interesting, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
Yeah, looking actually at the theory at work. I'm very unrelevant too, because I suppose agriculture is just such a huge industry in Ireland.
I'd like to work in any organisation that puts gender at the forefront of its plans, or I would just like to bring gender into an organisation, use the skills that I've learned here, and just like make sure that they reflect whatever job I'm in.
I think especially what I find is that how receptive they are. Like, that Niamh is always willing to sort of sit down and discuss what we want to get out of the program to help us make sure we're getting that. Because like I said, we all do come from diverse backgrounds. A lot of us have been out in the workforce prior to coming. So we kind of have an idea where we want to go with it. And so when I sat down and kind of looked at what I was already getting from the course, I knew that those were all great things, but I kind of knew that was a piece that was missing for me particularly. And I know with a lot of other students, that piece is going to be found in the thesis research. But, you know, for me, a grant writing experience wasn't really in the thesis research. So I needed to kind of find an avenue to do that. This program, I really feel like in the long term is going to help me. It's shaped my thinking so that I can look at systems and say, well, why are they that way and how can we change them so that we aren't putting these barriers up for these types of people?
I've always been very involved in women's issues and women's human rights. And I saw this course and I just thought, this is for me. This is what I would have loved to have done back in the day if it were available. It wasn't. But you know what? It's never too late.